So Grace's dad is acting a bit homophobic. And did Jack just uninvite Karen from his wedding? Will and Grace After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV, woohoo!
What are we doing?
I don't know if I just do
welcome,
dance.
Welcome, lovely Will and Grace fans. You are tuned in to the Will and Grace After Show. I'm your host, Louisa Sharamatian, and I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Lathan Carrillo.
And hey guys, I'm Brendan Haley.
So excited to have you both here. We miss Crystal. We'll see you, Crystal, next week.
Yes,
and
feel better.
Yes, feel better. So this is the Will and Grace After Show season 10, episode 15, called Bad Blood. And before we dive in, I just want to say we have a live chat going on, so go ahead and join in.
Yeah, comment.
You know, comment. We give you
I'm
a shout
here
out.
For you.
Yeah,
I will listen.
Exactly.
We'll get to know each other.
We
really
love
well.
You guys, and we have some news and gossip, and of course, we have a lovely special segment.
Mm-hmm.
So before we dig deep and just really break down this really important episode, what was your overall thoughts tonight?
Oh my God. It was an intense episode to watch. Personally, I feel like there was a topic of conversation that needs to be had on a daily basis, especially for a specific type of people who have a specific type of mentality.
Mindset, yeah.
So I'm excited to start talking about that because I know, you know, the three of us really want to dig into that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally. And mm-hmm. I, sort of piggybacking off of that,
yeah.
I haven't seen an episode go so into a controversial topic since the Me Too movement mm-hmm. episode between Grace and her dad. And obviously, there's some familial drama tonight,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and that's what I like, how they introduce topics that are so vital for everyone mm-hmm. to listen to. And, you know, it creates a dialogue. It
right.
creates a conversation. And this is what the show does. So that's exactly why I loved it, too, because these are things that we probably won't talk to our friends about. But once it's on TV, you're like, hey, did you see that episode? You know, let's break it down.
Mm-hmm.
But let's first off talk about Jack and Karen and this whole wedding planning chaos and how he really wants... this unicorn blowing toy or just something. I don't know if I said it right, Brendan, because you're laughing.
No, I'm laughing because I'm like, who doesn't want that?
Right?
Yeah. I have no idea what it was. It's like a unicorn that spews
forth foam. It squirts
out
cream on your face or something like that.
Honey, that's just a Friday night.
Awful. We
I know. We're terrible people.
We were really bad. The quotes you write down, like, I can't.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's episode, the quotes I feel that we have are quite dirty, but it's not on purpose. It's the way that they fed them to
exactly.
us.
It's the writing.
Blame it on the writing, okay? It's all about the delivery.
Yeah.
But, so he wants to kind of make his wedding his own, and that's the thing. That's my main question. So, just because someone's paying for your wedding, okay, it's your best friend, it's Karen, does that still not give a say to the own groom to do what he wants just because he's not paying for it? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, Jack is the one getting married. And I think if you're the one getting married, it's probably going to be your day, your wedding. It should have you
right.
written across all of it. Yeah. But at the same time, Karen is so much of Jack's life. And, you know, they're so important to one another. I think regardless of who's paying for it, they're both going to be prominent.
I agree.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the ceremony or just the essence of the night all over.
Totally. Mm-hmm. If he wants the unicorn squirter, get the unicorn squirter or whatever.
It'll be Karen dressed as a unicorn. Just
squirting out white
squirting.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Your words, not mine.
We're going to be banned, you guys. This is the last episode.
Karen. I didn't know Karen was paying for this wedding. This
well,
was
now
the
we
first,
know.
Now we know. And when I found out, I was like, oh my gosh, she is definitely going to try and make it her own. But she knows Jack so... I'm sorry. Yeah, she knows Jack so well that it's like, I'm excited to see this wedding. And I want it to be something like out of the norm. Like, this unicorn stuff is just the beginning. I think Karen has something way better
planned. Oh, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and maybe, like, she's going to go above and beyond. It's like, you want the unicorn? Calm down. I have something, you know, crazy in store.
Yeah.
Maybe. I had a feeling. Maybe she has some kind of conversation going on with Estevan that's kind of under wraps, and they're planning something together.
That would be really cute.
Because, you know, maybe Estevan's in this whole situation because he is marrying Jack.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the mosquito.
Sorry, I'm so
distracted. You guys, we have a mosquito roaming around, so if we go ADD, it's because of that.
It's our number one fan. You're
the best addition.
Oh my god. Stop.
I swear.
Stop.
Yeah, you're great. But yeah, so here's the thing. Karen's a control freak.
Yeah.
She wants stuff to go her way. But what did we think about her little role in this Gabraham?
I mean, twinking? I loved it.
Oh my god.
I was here for I would so pay money to see that show.
Me too.
They are comedy gold together.
The penny.
Both as actors and as characters. Like,
yeah.
I am 100%
there
on board.
Should be a fan that actually goes through with this play. Do you know what I mean? Like a one-man show. This will be a great idea for you to do. You know, like, and then have the entire cast.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do the after show.
Yeah, have the entire cast show up. Like, it'll be such a huge thing. It's like something that actually became a reality. And you'd have that, like, big penny thing. I mean, I'd even do it myself.
Hello, Halloween costume 2019.
Yeah.
I did love that number. I'm just going to put that out there. Like,
yeah.
What was it? Pick up one of me or something?
Just something like that.
From the floor. From the lucky penny from the floor.
Me for your thoughts. That's what it was.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
such a Jack MO.
That is
MO
so funny.
There.
Yeah. And Karen's red bottoms in the air. They had to put the red bottoms, her shoes.
Not surprised.
Just incredible.
Do you think they're real red bottoms?
Oh, please.
Yes.
Yes. Are you
kidding?
Oh,
my God.
That's disrespectful, Brandon.
What kind of question is that, Brandon?
I don't know. It's on television.
Her stylist is not going to, you know, put
it's
on fake,
point.
You know, red bottoms.
I would
on
be
NBC.
Afraid of damaging them if it was me.
She's got way too many.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Like, she has a Carrie Bradshaw closet of red bottoms.
Totally.
She keeps red bottoms in her purse.
Yes.
Just like her
just
margarita cups.
Just
margarita glasses.
Oh, that's right.
I'm telling you.
Guys, Louisa is the best.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
We were just even talking outside how in love we are with each other and how we wish Brendan joined earlier, but don't worry, you guys, because it's a small time until September, right?
Exactly.
Like a few little months until September.
Yeah.
But, oh gosh, you know, speaking of September and shows and all this good stuff on AfterBuzz TV, Maite has some news to share.
Yes, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our after show, being part of AfterBuzz TV. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure you give us a thumbs up. Shout us out in the comments. Leave us a comment. Join the conversation. And if you do, we will shout you out here next week. Right, you guys? We're
going
to give you a shout out, whether you do it on iTunes. Also, we're on Spotify. Make sure you give us 5 stars. Leave us your comments. We love to be part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We do give our social media handles at the end. So, of course, you can tweet us. You can DM us. Join the conversation. We love to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you so much for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Ooh, awesome, Maite. And like I always say, we are a buffet of TV, so you can choose whatever you want. Any after show, we have it. You know, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, comment.
Mm-hmm.
We give you a shout out. And yeah, we love it. We love you guys.
And who doesn't love a buffet?
Right?
Amen.
Exactly.
Who doesn't?
All the orange chicken.
Oh my God. I'm hungry.
That's why I like buffets. Actually, I love the chow mein orange chicken.
Mm.
Anyway, not to go too sidetracked, let's talk about kids. So here's the thing. They're speaking of food. They were having dinner, Grace with Grace and Will, with the awkward, you know, couple, which is their mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
They're newlyweds. So they were having dinner, and then Grace's dad, Martin, you know, starts, like, choking or coughing over salt or something, which was hilarious.
I thought it was spicy.
Because he's like, it's just salt. It's not spice.
Yeah.
So, long story short, they go to the hospital, and they find out, you know, he needs some procedure done, and also he needs a blood transfusion. So when Grace comes in and says, hey, you know, this specific blood type is exactly what Will is. Let's go ahead and move forward with this. He said no. And he said no, and we're assuming because Will is gay. So that was shocking to us and so prejudiced and discriminating and all these things. But I really want, you know, Brendan to kind of comment on that and take us through that, like what you thought.
Well, I was going to say it's as we talked about during that part of the episode, it's such a prevalent topic, you know, it's so in the vein of the show to comment on prevalent topics like this.
Uh-huh.
And it's tricky because these are things that go on, and people are prejudiced because I think Will says it in the episode in passing or something. He mentions gay people being tainted.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is a very real... that's a very real viewpoint of, unfortunately, a lot of
wow.
people in the world. And I've definitely come across people who have thought that about me. And, you know, like, even if you are HIV positive, which I'm not, it shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
And it stems from a place of fear, and it stems from a place of ignorance. And this is the commentary that the show really does a wonderful and beautiful job of discussing and, you know, hopefully changing people's minds about.
Yeah, I think you brought up excellent points. One thing that really stuck to me of what you mentioned was the ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as generations go by, there's a certain ignorance that happens for, like, the older generation, that they're not so accepting of everything, the changes that happen in this world. And, you know, people aren't the same as they were 50
right.
years ago. There's, like, different developments. So a lot of the times, like, these older generations need to get into a positive mindset of not everything is the way that it was before.
And sort of to go off of that, I don't even think it's, like, don't get me wrong, it's certainly a generational thing, but at the same time, I think it's people not being open to change.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rather than just being, you know,
narrow-minded,
old, mentally, or
primitive.
Well, it trickles down, too, to, like, younger generations. Like, if you have your parents saying all these bad things, as a kid, you pick up on that, you know? And then you make your decisions on your own as you get older.
Well, that's something, like, for me, before when I was in the closet, coming out, and now, I vividly remember being in the closet, and I was like, oh, my family's super liberal. They'll totally understand. And then coming out to them, I realized that, no, they don't have all the questions.
Wow.
And that's something that was both scary but also empowering, because it was something that I was proficient in. It was something that I knew very intimately. And that's the reality for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming into your own, knowing something, but also having this sort of grace or understanding to teach that to someone who might
yeah.
not know it. Like, I've taught my parents about transgender issues, because I have so many friends who identify as trans or
mm-hmm.
Gender non-binary, and, you know, that's a whole other
right.
conversation.
Yeah.
But it's interesting for me to watch my parents or other people, because I've explained this to other people
right.
as well,
mm-hmm.
These concepts, because, like, transgender issues, it's hard for people to grasp sometimes.
Yeah.
Which, like, I get it, and it doesn't... You identify however you identify. It's as simple as that. So it's confusing for me
right.
to see how that would be confusing for someone else. But again, we're all different. We all learn things differently. We're brought up in different worlds.
And how old were you when you came out to your parents?
Oh, I was 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
It was messy. It was, like, all over the place. But the last time I, like, came out, because it was multiple times.
really?
I was an emotional wreck. I was like...
It's a hard thing to do.
It's not a one-time thing. Like, boom, you
oh,
have to, like...
No. I mean, it's, you know, it's every single time you meet someone.
Oh, wow.
So, like, for me, it was coming out to my mom, like, three times, and then every time being like, no, I made a mistake, no.
Oh, wow.
And
oh
then, like, finally being like, okay, this is real, this is happening. And I don't know.
Were they accepting at first? Or did they?
Oh, my family's very accepting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, they're super lovely. You know, they love me for who I am. And
yeah. For sure.
That's, I'm happy to say, how a lot of people are now. Of course, there's people with prejudice and people who aren't like that, but at least here.
Yeah, and I think that's what Grace was feeling, because her own father
yeah.
was acting like that, you know, towards her best friend,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he was so quick to judge, and he was just like, oh, you know, their blood, it has a risk, like,
yeah.
maybe possibly developing or whatever it is. And Grace is, like, trying to educate him and say, dude, they're screened. Like, this is clean blood. Like, you know, you can calm down. Like, we're 2019, modern medicine, all of that.
Right.
And it just shows also how Will was just so sick of this issue, where
mm-hmm.
it's like, and he said something that was so important. And I know we did maybe write it down for later as
yeah.
our favorite segment part, but he said, I'm just so sick of defending myself every day.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just live and not have to put a barrier up and be like, hold like a sign that says, I make driving negative or blah, blah, you can talk to me. You know what I mean?
That was, yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up until later, but like know, that is the most real part of the episode. I watched that and was like, oh my God, I relate to that so much because I, even though I'm in a loving, you know, community of people, I still have to go out every day and be like, I could get hate crimed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, in terms of all of the demographics of the LGBT community, like, I'm a white gay man. Like, I probably won't have as many issues as, you know, some like a person of color who is in the LGBT community. And, you know, that's unfair. But at the same time, like, I have privilege. And that's something that has been hard worked for, if that's the phrase.
And I think what was also significant, too, is the fact that Grace, how much Grace backed up Will, you know, and it felt like Will wasn't alone in this fight. And although he feels like he's fighting for himself, like it's always nice to have that support system with you, whether it's a friends, family members, whoever it is, that kind of just support you. So I think that was actually really nice for them to show that, because I feel like a lot of the time the LGBTQ community can feel alone, and then you look to the sides and then you look at other organizations that you join and you're like, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who
and
feels this
that's
way.
That's the best feeling.
Yeah.
And also that's what shows like this do and social media too. When you look at something, you're like, hey, oh my God, I'm not alone.
Well, it plays on the topic of chosen family, which the LGBT community, that's like the only community where you, that is a concept, you know,
so
choose
true.
People who are your family.
Another thing, too, that they brought up was a whole thing about choosing who gives you blood and all that situation. Like, I've just recently gone through, my sister gets, like, blood transfusions, and to see all these people in the, like, oncology department, and they're going through cancer and all these different things, how valuable it is for you to donate blood. Like, all these people have, like, blood transfusions. Like, my sister has 2 bags of blood every, like, 2 to 3 weeks. And it's crazy because I see all these people struggling for their life, and I'm like, wow, this person took the initiative to donate blood to save my sister, give her another 2 weeks of life.
It
you know?
Just shows
I
you
just
that,
got
like,
goosebumps. That's incredible.
Anyone can be a hero.
Yeah.
Anyone.
So donate blood, you guys.
Donate
it's
blood.
So significant to do that.
Have you donated blood for your sister?
I have donated blood once before, but it wasn't like necessary. They're like, it's an option for you to do it. And I was like, you know what? Let's just give it to somebody else. But I'm underweight as of, like, I found out last week because I wanted to do it again, and I'm underweight.
I mean, hey, girl, hey.
So, no, let's get some burgers after.
No, they were, like, drink Ensure every day, so I've been drinking Ensure every single day because I just, it's just so significant when you're there and you're seeing this in real life, and you're like, oh, my God, it's crazy how many people actually are out there that need blood, and they don't
have
it.
And the issues we face every day is, like, so stupid. Like,
So it's a great concept, too, that they brought this up, because I hope that people don't just, like, you know, pick and choose who they get to.
Are you her same blood type?
No, I'm not. So, yeah.
What an amazing world, this whole medical field. Like, it's so mind-boggling to me how they make decisions, how they screen, how they test, and they save lives. But one thing I did want to add is Will's mom was so offended. I thought they were going to get a divorce. And then she ends up saying, we're going to have a big ethnic fight.
Oh, my God. I loved that moment.
Right?
Because, like, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting her to, you know, cause more of an argument. And then it was, like, battle royale, Will and Grace versus the mom and dad.
Yeah.
It was so heartwarming to just watch her stick up for her son and be like, no, you have to fight sometimes. Which is true.
Because Will, you know, was being a wimp.
Yeah.
You know, is that the right word? I don't know what to say.
I don't know if he was being a wimp, but he was just like...
That's a
cheesy
word, wimp.
No. It's not a wrong word or anything. I just think he was, you know, it's the same old...
It's
stuff.
Like, really? He's like, this is just... I'm already used to this.
Like, let me just save my energy and eat
like,
my dinner
easier.
And go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is so sad, you know? But I understand. Some it could be for, like, different forms that you just get tired of it, and you're just like, I'm just going to let this person be.
And one more thing I did want to add is with Grace's dad actually, in the hospital, when he was kind of sick of the conversation, he goes like, we had your little Me Too moment, like, we talked about that, you know? And now this, like, you know, like, this is your daughter. These are sensitive issues.
It's so funny because that is such a... That's such a family thing to say.
Right?
Like,
oh, yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily come from a place of like, oh God, this thing, I hate this thing. It's just like, I can't deal with this anymore.
I think it came from that conversation a few episodes back where Grace was taking the road trip with her father, and then Grace admitted to being, was it molested? She was being molested
by his father's friend.
And then her dad was like, no, you're just bluffing, it's not true. And she's like, no, Dad, this is something serious. So I think he totally disregarded that whole conversation with her. He's like, yeah, we had that Me Too movement. Yeah, we had that conversation when you told me. But now you can't come at me
About how much it weighs on her. You know, because in that episode, if you go way back, she talks about how now I can kind of move forward with my life. Because I'm having closure with this whole molesting issue. And when she had to admit and say, you know, I made this issue smaller in my mind because bigger issues came up. Yeah. But she was like digging deep and deep and throwing it away in her brain, which you should never do.
No.
You should tackle it because then it just bursts, you know. Oh, my gosh.
And what was the point of that nurse?
I don't get that urine thing. Brendan?
I don't know. I wish I had all of the answers.
You do, though. What does that
mean? If you're
in
the chat right now and you know, please tell us.
I don't understand. She just randomly walked in and was like, have you done drugs or something in the last 30 days?
She said, have you done any recreational drugs? And he said, no.
I'm choosing to believe that the nurse was doing something like really bad and needed someone's pee.
For herself, maybe. Because that's she's like, I need two cups or something.
That's so random.
It makes sense in that context, but maybe I wasn't paying attention at that moment, but like, I don't remember hearing a line that said that or that justified that.
So, I mean, she that was has, a bit off.
She just has
but,
a cane.
But, you know, off. But the nurse's face was very familiar. I don't know where I know her from. You know, sorry, I didn't write out her name, but she looked like a familiar face.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, we've seen her before.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't know. It's such a vital, important episode, as usual. And, you know, we're only 3 episodes away from the finale, so they're dropping bombs every episode, which, like, things that we got to take away with us to kind of talk over the summer and stuff and be back, you know, during the fall.
And I now know that every episode where Grace's dad shows up, we are in for a ride.
Yeah, yeah.
We sure are.
A huge, huge, major roller coaster.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know we wrote down plenty of quotes, and now we'll dig deep into our special segment is where we write down our favorite quotes, and we try to keep it one, but it's always, like, 3 or 4 each.
Louisa, it's so you good. Going Shut three up. And four each.
I just love the show so much.
She writes down a volume.
You guys, I have the worst handwriting, but, like, this goes on. I have my iPad. I don't even use it. I don't know why it's there. But, okay, so who wants to go first with a few of our favorite quotes?
I'll jump in.
Okay.
Because the water is hot.
Because Wow.
You said that last week.
So did I?
You said you went first because you're like, when the water is warm. What did you say?
You jump when the water's warm?
I am notorious for bad phrases.
You said the best thing. You're like, it's warm water. I'll jump in.
Oh my God.
Fine. We'll watch the episode and I'll give you the time code.
You are much better at knowing my life than I am. So props to you. Anyway, awesome. Back to the conversation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The quote that, where did I put it? Oh, there it is. I was going to do something like the whole Jack Marshmallow stuff where it's like shooting cream on your face and like, it's funny.
Right.
But I have to go a little bit more meaningful and.
Darn it!
I know, not dirty today. I'll leave that to y'all.
Okay. I got it covered
here. Or to me.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping the dream alive. My quote of the night is Will saying, I'm not being defeatist. I just don't want to have to defend who I am all the time. Ugh. I want a day off.
Yeah.
Because it's real. Yeah. I feel that, as I said before, I feel that every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So much weight. That's a great one.
Yeah. Sorry about the downer, guys.
I know. I'm about to bring it right up.
My take. Come on.
So it was a part where Will was talking to Grace as he was talking to Grace about donating blood to Grace's father. He said, I will literally be inside your father.
I wrote that too.
Yeah.
So good.
And then Grace was like, yeah, you might want to rethink that. Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. There was so many good ones. So many sexual.
Okay, wait.
Give us a little frisky every few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Because I'm known for having more than one quote, so I'm going to give you two. One is an upper, one is a downer.
Oh.
Ready, folks? Okay, so When Will and Grace's dad were outside by the balcony talking about stuff, how people have bad habits and blah, 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 about how he felt about the blood transfusion, mm-hmm. Will said something like, "It's okay, you're like every woman that gets bangs."
I did not remember that one.
You did?
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm not even a woman with bangs and I feel attacked.
Oh my god. Fucking,
oh, sorry.
Oh, so good.
I forget we're on the show because, yeah, just so amazing.
Yeah.
We're so real with you guys.
We are, yeah. Very authentic. Okay, and then, okay, now I guess a downer or something, just something that has a bit more weight and will carry on is towards the end again on the balcony scene. When Will says, "We have to keep growing, we have to keep fighting." Mm-hmm. The best way to wrap up the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evolving every day, educating primitive minds to the point where it's like, this is where we live right now. We're in 2019. We just have to.
Yeah, you just have to keep on educating people and do it in a way that's not offensive towards another person. And even if they don't understand your point of view, you could just come across and be as political, I guess,
right.
as you can.
Yeah, stand up for your rights. Stand mm-hmm. up for what you believe in. Go out and vote.
Go vote, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Read a book. Just anything you can do to, like, you know, educate someone. Yeah. You know, keep growing and expand your dimensions.
And be open to how other people live their lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They're not hurting anyone. It's all about love.
It's all love.
All love.
Love is love.
Love is love, you guys. So now I think it's the perfect segue into our news and gossip.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I know we have some goodies, you know. I'll start, and we also have it up here as well. So the famous director of Will and Grace, James Burrows, was on the Awards Chatter podcast for The Hollywood Reporter, and he just talks about his journey and how he's been nominated a billion times and how he's won. And you can check that out only on HollywoodReporter.com. But there's one part inside the article that I just want to say. It was so funny. And this is just, you know, kind of referring to him being the most wanted kind of TV director. Mm. Because he's directed so many pilots, he's worked on Friends and Cheers and everything. Like, he's major.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And there's this quote inside the article that says, "James Burrows has made more pilots than a hooker at an airport hotel."
Ah! Oh, my God.
Who said that?
It's in the article. You know, they're just kind of going back and forth. Yeah. Yeah.
That is good writing.
Amazing
good writing.
Girl. And then one thing that he said, too, gosh, where is that part? It's, oh, when they open up the podcast, he says something like, "I like to say you can go homo again."
Oh.
Kind of like going back to the show and giving
you know,
it
jokes.
You know, giving it a reboot. Yeah. And yeah, he talks about how Mary Tyler Moore gave him his big break in TV and everything. So
wow.
It's so powerful. And we love podcasts here. It's all about self-education, yeah. self-help, and learning from people in the industry. That's the only way you learn, by learning from others. So watch that podcast on thehollywoodreporter.com. So that was my bit of news, and I will give it to Mike right now.
That's such a great site, Hollywood Reporter. So Beyonce and Jay-Z will be honored as LGBTQ allies at 30th Annual GLAAD Media Awards. I'm sure it's GLAAD, right?
Can
Media
we get
Awards.
Tickets?
Yeah, go Beehive.
Yes. So both of them will be honored, but as well, so the ceremony is taking place in L.A. and in New York City later on. So in L.A. on March 28th and in New York on May 4th. And what's interesting is that Sean Hayes will receive the Stephen F. Kolzak Award.
Yes, Sean.
Exactly. So he will be here in L.A. I'm sure he lives in L.A. But he'll be at the L.A. ceremony receiving that.
So exciting.
Much recognized award, yes. And these awards are basically for everyone who, in the industry, they're inclusive of everyone. And it'll be nice to see him all suited and
awesome.
Well, and
ready dapper. Ready to get his award.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, that's awesome news.
And sort of going on a little political joyride here.
I love it.
Yes. We found out a little bit earlier, I think it was Wednesday, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, the Congressional Democrats, have introduced the Equality Act, which basically, if you're not familiar, helps to give protections to LGBT people and take down discrimination, because
that's
what we're about
that's
here.
That's awesome. That's such progress.
Yes, it is a huge, huge deal, and, you know, it's so inspiring to see this kind of legislation being talked about, especially now with, you know, the current political climate.
Yeah, and that's why shows like this is so important, because it opens a dialogue, it opens a conversation, you know, and I'm sure, and the thing about Will and Grace is they use all of what's going on in the political world, and they make funny content out of it, but it still makes people listen.
What was, like, the joke that, the little dig at, the Trump. President, yeah, yeah, that Karen.
About Karen, like, just like I was planning Trump's inauguration. Like,
but with but more people.
Yeah, a few more people. Just so
funny.
Gosh, so good. Okay, guys, this was great news. This was nice, positive, and fun.
Yes.
So I think it's time we talk about predictions. Ooh. Yes.
And now,
let's see what's happening.
What do you have in your crystal ball?
Ooh, let's see. Oh, Lord.
Hopefully,
seriously. Let's see. So, I don't know. I have this weird feeling that something's going to be off with Jack and Estevan. He's always MIA. He comes and goes. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if this wedding's happening yet.
I see you coming from my couple.
Right?
I see you.
You see me?
No.
Not
I mean,
in a
like,
good way, though.
I see you trying to take him down.
I just feel like, you know, either he's going to get cold feet or just some kind of weird jitters. Mm. Or maybe Karen's going to come in a way with this whole planning issue. I don't know. Something's off there. But I'm excited to see kind of... I want to see Will back inside the dating life. You know, he did mention his dating someone kind of in a monogamous way.
Well, it's McCoy, right?
Well, yeah. But, like, is that really going on? Like, I mean, is that really?
We just watched one episode. I feel we need more.
We need more. Like, I need more Will's life, how he's handling it, because they're different people.
So I want to say there's a lot of storylines this season that they're introducing and then
leaving off
and, like, and then they come back and I'm like, oh my god, this is
like, is this happening?
Wait, this is actually happening? Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Yeah, and then Malcolm and Karen, like, what's happening with that? And then Noah goes MIA and comes back like, Noah, come on, be present in your girl's life, like, come on, like, give us more. So I guess that's my weird prediction today.
Yeah. I'm piggybacking on what you're saying. I feel like Noah has to come back, and I want Noah to be more in Grace's life and then be introduced to her parents. Well, you know, Will's,
whatever that is.
Yeah, that whole situation. That whole situation. But, like, I feel like there needs to be more of him, and I want to see more of that relationship develop because they're just so sweet together.
I know.
And I love to see her happy.
I'm a fan of all of these couples.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Because it's positive light into their personal life.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
who
meaningful,
want that?
It's cute, it's fun.
And Jack, just come on. I need the season finale this year to be, well, this season, to be the wedding.
I know, dude.
I can't
just
wait till
down.
September.
Settle down. Put
I can't
that
wait
ring
till
on.
September.
Okay, so I'm going to just jump on the Jack train for a second. My prediction,
mm-hmm.
Bear with me, because I think I'm right.
Oh my god, you do have insider info.
Clearly,
so
because you're besties, like, with, you know.
I mean, it's NDA stuff, and I certainly don't know. I don't. I wish I did, because if I did, I would tell you guys. No, but my prediction is that Jack's show, Gabraham Twinken, is maybe gonna win a Tony.
Oh.
Maybe something's gonna happen. I didn't think that it was going to come back up, and so I think that there might be, like... Oh. What is the word I'm looking for? Like a Parent Trap thing, or
I like that.
That's not a good reference, but, like,
right.
I think you guys are following. But I think that something's gonna happen where it actually blows up, and maybe he goes viral, and we start seeing Jack, like, finally get his celebrity shot,
the recognition that he needs.
Yeah,
it's his big break.
Finally, breaking his legs.
He's like,
well,
why would you say that?
Oh, God. But that's what I'm here for.
Awesome. And that's the thing about the show. We never know because so many different stuff happens mm-hmm. every episode. Like you said, new storylines start and then stop, and then we don't know what happens. But we're excited. Only, you know, 3 more episodes left.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's so bittersweet. But, you know, until next time, where can everyone find you guys on social media?
Well, you can find me, Brendan Haley, at Brendan Haley on Instagram and Brendo Hales on Twitter.
You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha. It's Maitha Kriya.
That's so cute. And you can find me on Instagram at Louisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at LS Sharamatian. We will see you all next time, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.